Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to dedicate this episode of the Working Class Podcast to a very good friend of the show and a former guest, Wee Malachy McBurney, who lost his life in tragic circumstances this week. Want to send our thoughts and our prayers out to the family. He's a larger-than-life character, and I don't think we'll ever get another person like him. God rest his soul.
Folks, welcome to the Working Class Podcast, sponsored by your one and only
Boutique Infinity Tanning Salon at the top of the White Rock Road.
And our next guest is an up-and-coming DJ, a female DJ, and a very, very good DJ who has who has a bright future ahead of her. So our next guest is Carrie-Anne Danny.
Hi.
Anthony. Anthony boy.
Hi.
Anthony does, even when we were in school, Anthony did.
Did you go to school, Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony was here above me in school. But
he's 95, you're?
96.
I'm 97.
We were out last night.
Yeah, but oh, I was working.
Oh, is that what you call? Is that what you say when I'm working?
No, so I like work in bed, so I had to work in Limerick first and oversee that, and then I had to go and check and take a few videos for them.
Do you?
Yeah.
So is that on, or?
We're going direct.
You'll be
awesome. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of stuff.
That's my blackmail now.
Here, see the way.
I'm telling everyone what you said.
See
you after she died. So many people jump ship onto the other side. Going,
that's what I do.
She just got help her. She was troubled.
I know.
She
getting stuck.
I know.
Every time I hear at DNA tune, it reminds me of her.
Mark Fleur played that for. I played with Mark Fleur on New Year's Eve, and someone messaged him. Like it's happened. Someone messaged him and there was like a hard, he plays hard techno. Yeah. So someone messaged him to play, there was a hard techno rework. And someone was like, an honour, Shadi Shankle from Belfast, would you play us? He played it.
But did he play it for it?
He played it for that message. He wrote back to the girl that messaged him. He's like, no problem, I'll put it in my set. And he did. Because he would never play it.
Yeah.
And
that's not his type
to play. And he wrote back to the wee girl and he was like, yeah, no problem, I'll put it in. And he did.
He obviously must have knew who Shadi was.
I know.
If you're from Belfast, you kind of have to. Like,
it was an All-Ireland winner. 8-time All-Ireland winner. Was messaging the page about Burnsy the other day. And he knows Courtney's from Dublin.
Oh my god.
So we invited him on the podcast, so he says he...
he was talking about Burnsy the whole time.
We're bringing Burnsy over. I told him you were on the day, and he says, I have to come over. I says, no, Burnsy, because you can't... Carrie-Anne, how long are you DJing?
This will be in my fourth year now, DJing. Which is mad, it's fluent.
Did you see when you were a kid, Was that the thing that you thought you were going to be? Like, when you know when you're a kid, you go, oh, I want to do this when I'm older, I want to be.
Be honest, no, because see, for a girl, even the past 4 years, how much has changed? But when you're young as a girl, that wasn't an option.
Yeah, I know
you
what
didn't
you
really see that ever. Yeah. Like, look, if you think back the raves, like, if you went to Tennis Fatal when you were young, or if you only started going to Shane, it used to be so male dominated. So it wasn't really a thing.
That's actually true. Like,
do you know what? But I think there's a, like, because there's not many girl DJs. Well, not many I know of. There's a big gap in the market for, like,
there's so real, like,
you
really
get in a good time. Like,
I just got in before. No, I now. It's like a trend. It's all over TikTok now, and everyone wants to be a DJ. It's a thing now.
Or a podcaster.
Yeah. Or a podcaster. Or a rapper. Or a rapper as well. I think it's I just started before that became a trend.
Set the trend.
I think you're going to be big. Like, I think you have a lot of big years ahead of you. Like,
Hopefully. I do.
Do you make your own music yet?
Or that's what I'm doing. So I already have I have three songs on SoundCloud at the minute that are my own. They're like, few of them's 10k plus listens, but that's literally just me taught myself how to do it. So I've done a few production lessons because you can't learn enough, and I'm at the, like, bog standard with producing at the minute. It's so hard.
See, I tried to do it years ago and just couldn't
it's
do it.
It's so hard,
and
see, because I struggle anyway to sit at a laptop. Like, that's why I love the decks. I'm doing a million and one things at one time.
Yeah.
Mixing two tunes, mixing three tunes, and your mind's a gap. Or see, sitting me in front of a laptop.
Is songs made on computers?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were made on the decks.
And no. It's like a software you
it's
go onto.
It's called Ableton. That's a complete software, and then you have to make samples.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
So, see, do you make a song, right? Mm-hmm. This is what I've always wondered. See, when you make a song, you make, like, the beat of it or whatever,
everything.
Right? But then see the women's and stuff, like, you always get the women's voice singing over it.
Yeah.
Do you just buy that lyric, that audio, or
you can download the audio clip from, like, YouTube or MP3 player and just take the audio out, or else there's all, like, sample sets, which a lot of DJs would use, including myself. It's called Splice. So you would get loads of vocal samples. It could just be one word. It could be, like, acid.
And they're all free to use?
And they're all, no, well, you pay $10 a month for it. That's the only thing as well. DJ is a dear's hobby to get into.
I don't know.
Your decks and all.
My decks, yeah, and Ableton's £500 to buy before you've made a song, before you add an element then. Like,
there's, like, wee free versions and all, but if you want to do
the level
rate,
you're
have to pay.
Like,
you're better off, like, do you know what I mean? Quality over quantity.
See, like, even in Belfast alone, the DJs coming out is unreal. Like,
I know, this seems
so, getting so, like, there's so many big names now. I seen a video of Dara, I think it was, and he was actually saying at the feel he was on one of the first ones, must be one of his first years.
Yeah.
And he was, like, the low one, like, during the day.
Yeah.
And he was like, how do I get on to, like, prime time? Yeah. He's like, I knew you have to make your own music.
Yep.
So then I think it was an interview or a podcast or something he was saying. And then he knew, right, I need to start making my own song. And then he brought out that song, was it?
Hey Jay.
Is that the main one? Or what'd you say?
Hey Jay.
No, it's a remake of an old song.
Put Him High.
That song's.
Definitely, if you want to, he always says, like, if you want to travel around the world, and that is the case, but I've had the luxury, people start producing first if they can't get gigs. So that name gets them out, where I've had the luxury, the gigs I get is mental for someone that hasn't produced.
I know.
You've done the field yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done the field twice.
Oh,
I was on the beginner, like the local bill, 2 years ago, and then I was on the main bill last year. Yeah.
See, I was trying to get out what it was called. Is that what it's called?
The main card. The main card.
You were on Emerge in the summer too, weren't you?
I've done Emerge.
You're back this year?
I'm back this year to Emerge. Yeah.
I want to go this year.
I was raised and I missed it last year. I've been every single year, and then because I was in Australia, obviously I missed it, but I've just seen everybody's stories.
That was the best day of my entire life. I'll never forget that.
It was 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday.
You only play one day. Every DJ only plays one day. And I was on the Saturday opening the Shang tent. And in my head, it sounds so cheesy, but knowing you have a dream that's something like you dreamed of, that's what happened for me.
Yeah.
Like, my dream was to always be in a tent and then fill the tent and everyone love life, because that's always, like, what I say my goal is. My goal is to make sure everyone on the other end's having the best night, because I know what that felt like from always going to raves.
Because you've been in the other position.
Yeah, I've been in the other end. So I've always thought when I started DJing, like, that's what I want to do. I want to make this atmosphere electric. And that's what happened. And it was...
I think your name's good. The way you've done your name, I guess.
Yeah, it's just my initials too.
For anyone that doesn't know KAD, it's just
Carrie Ann Denny,
I was looking at it yesterday, and I was like, it's class, the A's upside down.
Yeah, I wanted to funk it up a wee bit.
It's good.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah.
So you would rather play on the Saturday night than 1 a.m. So then the next day you could go and maybe enjoy yourself or something at the rave instead of maybe going on the first night and then being
what day were you on?
I was on Saturday that year.
Right. So see after you come off a tax, do you just go on a drink?
Yeah, because I don't drink before.
Like, do you not?
Nope, never.
Is it normal for DJ to do that?
DJs be blocked, no. All everyone thinks I'm mad for not drinking, but I couldn't do it drunk.
Fair play, do you? Yeah. Like, I would need a couple of Guinness or something before I would honestly.
I always pour one. Do you see when you're before you're DJing, when you get booked, you get asked what your rider is, and your rider's like your drink, what deck you want to play on, what like we special requests. So I always like Orange WKD, vodka, Red Bull.
Is that what you get that?
Yeah, you get all that. So I always pour me Orange WKD and bring it on with me,
just in case. You
just
know
a wee sip phone and playing, but
like a wee ritual type of thing.
Because I play once blocked, right? And this is what I'm doing. They're in the back. My first closing set. I didn't know it was recorded and I was blocked. I got it sent to me a couple of days later. I said, that's not me.
Do you make cunt of yourself?
Yeah.
Scum.
Yeah, it was wild. I was like listening. I looked at my phone. It's not me playing. It's tongue deaf. Because obviously I was sitting like a fucking mixing block, bringing songs in and out.
See a DJ, like I always say it, like see when a DJ is on the stage, like could you just leave MTX, go away and come back with the song play? Or do you need to be on...
I personally couldn't because I don't pre-record anything.
Right. Is there DJs that do it? Like, could you not make your setup before you go on and then
that's
just hit
cheating.
Play? I know, I was wondering. Can DJs do it?
Do you know when people probably do them open the close sets? I would say you'd have to have something pre-recorded. Because people don't pay in consideration. Just say you need to pay.
Yeah.
Just say you go to the toilet, right? And just say you're playing for 6 hours. And you're saying drinking.
Oh, you can't be standing.
You have to run
thing.
The toilet. So I would say if you're doing them open the close set, probably. But you would take the fun away. Because what would you be standing there doing then?
Yeah.
The whole fun is mixing the music. And
that's the whole
point
of it.
Yeah, it's
like,
the whole fun of it. So
that's what DJing is, really. A disc jockey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're mixing, you're doing all sorts. So I don't... I'll keep cheating, Nick.
We're actually going out to Ibiza to do 2 podcasts in Ibiza this year.
Right.
And one in Megaloof.
Amazing.
Might see you out there for a wee part 2 episode.
Will you be there? What day?
26th till, is it the 2nd of July?
I'll be on September.
September?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing out there, Crayon? Can you say?
I am doing the biggest gig of my life out there.
You can't say?
I can't say. But it's the biggest gig of my life, put it that way.
Big news coming, folks.
Dream gig. Absolute dream gig. Pinch me moment, like.
Unreal.
So you're friends with Hannah Lang?
Yes.
How did that friendship start?
That started from, I was in uni. I'd done events management in uni. And in our placement year, you were supposed to come up with a business venture. But the business ventures weren't, funny enough, allowed to be nothing club related or events related. You were told to work in a hotel or manage this. And I came with a business plan and said I want to run my own raves. And it was turned down. And then I got a scholarship, like promotion money to do it.
Yeah.
So it was called Fearless Events at the time. And I run actually my first 4 were in the Felons and they were sold out. 300 people in the Felons.
Fucking right.
All 4 of them.
Yeah. I think I can remember it. Yeah, it's a couple of years
ago.
Like,
So that was my first. And then I was like, right, I've made like a wee bit of money off that. I want to put it into someone bigger. So the only person, first and only person I wanted, first of all, would be a female headliner, and it was Hannah.
How many years ago you come back?
3.
Mad in such a short.
She would be the number one
like,
DJ in the UK.
Oh my god! So that was a 500 capacity room. Like, you imagine now, she sells out.
Aye.
She sold out. She played in Creamfields and 33,000 couldn't get into her tent.
Scary.
And I couldn't even sell 500 tickets for her. I sold 210 tickets and 170 showed up.
It's insane. Yeah. Think, trying to think about that. Like.
So from then, that's how we remain close because she always slags and she's like, you saw me before anyone else saw me.
Was she over here?
Like, yeah, I booked her to come over.
Oh, right. Yes, right.
Yeah, so she played that night for me and we've just remained really good friends from it.
You were over her last week, were you?
Yeah, we're always out with each other, like, but she's just a big inspiration to me. For one, no woman has done on the scale what she's done, and she's working class like us. Yep. That's why it's amazing.
You can tell.
Nothing's been handed to her, like, nothing.
She's had to put the work
She's
in,
put like, the work in, and people think this has all come about. She's been doing this for 11 years.
No, right. So only now starting to see the fruits of her labor, yeah. Sort of thing, I get you.
So
you can put us in good... You could put us in touch with her for a podcast.
Like at Hanover, yeah, Hannah, over for a podcast.
Well, we're going to, she got residency in High, didn't she? Mm-hmm. So she does her every Monday.
Every Monday. It's
we'll be here for Monday. I'll give her a message.
Aye, give her a
see if you can work a bit of magic.
Hannah, working class podcast.
We're going to try and do one on like some more class in Ibiza. We're doing two.
Unreal.
We're going to need two good guests.
For on one day, like, yes,
but if you had been there, we could have got you back on.
I'm over there anyway, partying all the time, so I'm
here. Well, you're in happy days.
Yeah, I'm always there partying, yeah.
We'll see you again.
Absolutely.
And be good, correct, like. So, Hannah got, she, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hardly, so who was in Montreal? We were last year. Was there a new big club open, Universe?
Universe open
and
this
some
year.
Of them DJs have left high and went there, haven't
yep.
they?
Yep, Eric Prydz is doing Monday. That's the thing as well, like, you have to be kind of up there to compete with that much DJs because you've got now. What do you call him? Sony Fedora is in Paisha on a Monday.
Yeah.
Then you've got Eric Prez and Universe on a Monday. Christ. Then you've got Han and Hannah Monday.
Right. So this like your sport for creating.
Sport for choice. There's, yeah. I think Will Smith owns that, doesn't he? Wow. He owns Universe.
Does he?
He owns that. All right.
Will Smith.
Is that what it is?
Does he?
All right, because he put it on his Instagram.
Oh my God.
That's
how they're able to pull in. Carl Cox and all on.
Carl Cox, oh my God.
They're pulling in like a lot of good, like really, obviously the best of the best.
Yeah, literally. But
High's one of my favorites. That's just directly facing you, Shy, isn't it?
Yep. So you can come to Shy and just stand in
but here you need some fucking money with you. Absolutely. All day and then in the high on
euro for a bottle of water and something like that taste.
And then you get people saying to you, give us a drink. Fuck off.
You're picking up and just asking for a cup of ice.
I know, I worked all year for this water.
So see, Carl, see if you were to go, say you were to go out on her opening night, would you get looked after out there, would you?
Oh my God, I done it last year with her. I have never experienced first class service, I guess, VIP really.
Treatment.
You don't even pour your own drink.
Oh,
they pour it for you. They're sitting with all the big bottles of Belvedere and Ciroc, and I went over to pour one. They were like, no, we do it. And they were pouring, it was me happy days. Oh, I was drinking away, and next thing Patrick Mason was playing, the green lasers and all were flashing. And then the next thing I was like, I couldn't see a thing, blocked.
Steaming?
Absolutely steaming. And then there's a wee green room that you go up to after, and there's not even a till. It's all so the best drink, so like it's just pour. Yeah, it's insane.
Party all
plenty
off,
more AM. He's
yeah, I know. Maybe be there for myself this time.
See you next year, Cam, when you're headlining somewhere to get you,
I'll
can bring me and him
over.
On.
Absolutely.
I do. I think you're going to be big. I think you're going to be big. Like, see, especially, there's not too many girls.
Yeah.
I think the boys are so many. I think it'd be harder for a boy to break free.
Do you know what? At the minute, yeah, I do. I definitely do. Because, as you said,
there's
a lot of competition. It is harder for a boy to kind of put... That's why boys go down the producing route quicker.
See, in the DJ scene, is there any jealousy in always on, is there?
Definitely.
Is there?
There's gatekeepers. Like, people who might see you doing well, but then, like, they'll not try and give you any shame or show support.
But most of them, like I would say 95% of my DJ career so far has been so supportive from everyone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah.
But you get obviously the people
in West Belfast or
no like other like artists.
You'll be respected in West Belfast.
No, definitely like, everyone from the West have supported me through and through. Like I've never had a bad word to my face. Said about me, but everyone's so supportive. But just other people from the scene or people to start, you thought people who you just thought you know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You definitely don't.
I can relate to you on that one. There's people like that in the rap game.
It's like
game
see when you're
too.
Doing the local bars and that, you're going to be amazing. Yeah. Then you start getting into the big leagues and you don't get as much compliments in and you don't. And then all of a sudden you're getting them because you're friends with Hannah. I've done all my emerged in Big Meat for Hannah. Shane, I've already played for Shane.
Yeah.
I already done the Fela.
You put
the work in.
But
people try to brush out to the side and just say whatever they think and they think it's right and it's fucking load of balls half the time.
So
people want you to do well but not better than them sort of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
I've experienced similar things. Yeah. Like,
I'm never on talking about, I'll talk about my gigs and all coming off, but I work in silence.
Yeah.
Like what plans I know I have. I don't go about talking about it to everyone.
Because then when you tell your plans to everyone, then they get spoiled in a sort of way. I would be like,
motto, I'm just like, shut up and work.
Yeah.
Like, because if you're putting it out and you're not working, you look like an idiot.
Let the music do
the
talking.
Let the music do the talking and 100%. Let the gigs do the talking.
Yeah, where's your dream gig?
My dream gig would be a Boiler Room set.
Well, not tomorrow, then, eh?
That would be a dream kind of like festival.
Right.
But as far as
that not a gig? Would you not call that a gig?
No, it would. Tomorrowland would be an ultimate dream, but there's something about see the AVA festival for the Boiler Room down there. It doesn't have to be AVA specific, but a Boiler Room in Belfast would be my
unbelievable.
Who runs it?
Gig. Sir McBride runs AVA.
I've never been there.
You want to do it?
I would love to do a Boiler Room set there.
Sir McBride, sort the girl out here. Okay,
Have you ever seen a Boiler Room set? She's no
wise. So this is what AVA. I probably get a lot of shit for this, but see the way the fucking cunts dress and like they just sit around the decks and they're like, it's just like the same song.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I need trance or something. Or they're just sitting around and we drop palms and all like, ew.
Yeah,
I don't like that. I would like,
but see the atmosphere when you're there.
They all look like fucking 80s fucking porn stars with their fucking mustaches and their.
I love about music. It's so diverse and it brings you can dress whatever way you want.
Yep.
You can look whatever way you want. And when you're starting at a rave or you're starting an event, you don't sit and ask where you're from or where, because you don't care. You're there for the music.
That's probably why I'm going. Where are you from?
You're not invited.
I know you're facing somewhere. Where are you?
But that Boiler Room, it just so your stage is in the middle and everyone's around you. And the atmosphere, I've been to, I think, about 5 of them. And then I used to work at them. So
I think the vibe would be better because you're in a circle. Everyone's like round you, whereas when you're on the stage, it's facing you. I think it would be better for an experience.
If you've ever sat and watched the Boiler Room in Belfast, you wouldn't like.
They do it beside the Titanic ball, don't they? Oh, I drove by it.
I'm going to go to AVA this year. Fuck it.
It's absolutely amazing. Oh. It is, really. It's very, very good.
Do you have to, see when you're doing something like that, do you have to go by what type of music they want at the festival, or can you just go and do your own thing?
No, it's like an unwritten rule kind of thing. No one tells you these details, but when you're longer in the game or if you were a raver, you figure it for yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like I've got booked for all sorts. If I'm playing with Mark Blur and the Telegraph, I know it's techno night. If I'm playing with, I think, who did I play with? And it was I had to open up with a house set. And there's all different sets you have to do. So Billy Gillies had to do trance.
What's your go-to music like?
I do love like bouncy techno. With vocals.
Can you remember like Atlantic Playground Thompson's years ago?
Yeah.
Is that that music?
I used to run their events.
Did you?
Yeah, a few years ago
What was that? Atlantic music? Atlantic music?
Yeah.
Is that the stuff you...
Like, no, mine's would be a bit harder.
Hard techno is the goat. Like,
do you love hard techno?
Yeah,
hard techno, but it would be... It's still techno, but not that hard. Like, not BLK.
Went to Hard Island in Croatia. It was pretty crazy. Yeah. Like, just for days. Yeah. You couldn't sleep. Like, it was 7 days of just constant hot madness, mate. Good crack.
Can you still book you, like, for parties, or do you have to go through? You got a manager?
I'm my own manager for now.
Are you?
Yeah. I've got approached by a few, but see, because of the experience I have of kind of doing it.
Yeah.
And when I used to book artists, like, some artists would have lost that booking because their manager would have tried to up their fee.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't even have sold, their artists wouldn't even have sold tickets to get that fee, never mind higher. So yeah. Instead of getting them a gig, they've lost them a gig.
That's
so
not I can't. Fair, like,
so
is
yeah,
it?
So I've just, I'm my own for now until I'm approached by someone I think's.
That you could probably trust, like, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. You probably get a load of shady people too, trying to just fucking worm their way in, yeah, or try and get a cut or something that they haven't worked towards the more, or done anything yeah, for. You know
the
mean?
More they put you out as, then the bigger the cut.
Yeah.
So imagine if it was like an Irish lot somewhere and they were like, Rhea, carry on, she's going to be $3,000, but I'm not $3,000 now, I don't have a number one song, right? I don't have.
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? I could lose all sorts of gigs because they're trying to put their arm in.
Yes, I get that, which it does make sense. Mm-hmm. It does make sense.
Right, I want to play the gigs, but I used to do parties and all, like, I used to do.
You sort of need to separate yourself, but don't need if you yes. want to do make it. Like,
I used to drive me nuts. Like, I appreciated it at the time. What was my equipment like? I used to have big speakers that were the heavier than me. You want to see me sweating carrying them, have to set up my whole set, and then you had like you couldn't please everyone in the room. Why I had to stop it because mummies were booking me for their son's 18th and 21st and they wanted to make like hear my telegraph sets where you have people's grannies and aunties sitting in it's the 50th and I Nicky can't play.
Oh, see here, can you stick a cha-cha's laid on?
Yeah.
And rolling all the river?
Yeah, and then 80s and then can you put on a tech, put on a techno and then you can put on 80s and it was, and I used to be a standard going, this is not worth it. Like.
Oh,
I'm sure all
wouldn't be like.
I'm sure all your weekends are tucked up, man.
Yeah.
So you just free during the week, and you won't get the journey, you won't get the other weekend, would you?
No, not really. Like,
so you have a big summer ahead, are you, Karen?
Big summer ahead.
Big plans, 2025.
I have a big gig. Yeah, I have a huge gig every month. I have, let me see, we're starting from June. I'm playing in Tenerife for NRG Fest.
Where is that in Tenerife?
So it'll be three different venues. I'm doing the Heart Rock pool party.
Are you?
Yeah, so it'll be like me. I think powerful. BLK, Worst Girl, like, so that'll be fun. Like,
BLK?
Yeah.
That's him's done that song. You've done that?
Yes, he rocked over us. That's such a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're looking to get it on Spotify, but your man needs the
BLK needs the approval.
So if you can get, if you want to ask him for
stuff. That's his biggest change, so I don't know if he would let
it. I knew he wouldn't have done it, but I was just kind of, I wasn't expecting it to get as much listens as it did, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's a pumper,
and then people be going, when is it going on Spotify? I'm like, I'm sorry, it's never going on Spotify.
I don't think he would accept it, like, we're going to
see. Nah, I wouldn't blame him, like, fuck, it's a belter.
It is a good song.
Few people have sent me, like, rock remixes and all of it now. Like,
no way.
Oh, some mad mixes of it, like, but
see,
that one's the best.
See music now, see, like, just in the generation we're in, all it takes is for you to get even a half-decent song. See if you can get on the TikTok and just push it the right way.
I know.
It helps that song so
that's what everyone's
much.
Saying. Do you know what it's like saying that, right? So you say you have two boxers, all you need is knock them out. That's all you need to do. Just knock them out. That is what that's like. Because then people go, just one hit. Do you know how long it is to make a fucking hit? It's so hard.
And then they're like, when's the next one coming out? When's the next one? You're like
when I'm in my cabin producing, Danielle comes in out of work and she comes in. She's like, what are you working on? Then I'll hit play. She's like, right. She goes in, makes a cup of tea. Long take my cup of tea? 30 seconds. She's back out. Is that a hit yet? I'm like, what are you? Give me a minute.
Takes days.
But it's just like, if you know, that's what it's like. Two boxers saying, oh, you get in the ring, knock them out, you win.
Because you know yourself, if you rush something, it's not going to be good quality. No. The more time you spend on it, the better quality it's going to come out. You know what I mean?
And your work, like, you're making every element of that song. So you're making every beat that goes in that makes that higher, lower, energetic. You're making, so there's so many key elements to one beat.
Yeah.
So you could have three combined that makes it sound good and you add another element and then it sounds shit. And then the energy's high and the energy's low and you drive yourself mental with it. Like.
I can imagine a bit stressful probably too. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be ready to wreck my cabin. wreck my cabin out the back.
What's that, like a rave cave?
Yeah, right? Connell got me off Christmas.
I seen you, it was a wee kid. I seen you. Symmetric done when we were a wee kid.
Oh yeah, I saw it. Wee Lumiere or something, he's doing really good.
For a kid, he's doing all right.
Unreal. Now. Sometimes if you've got it, you've got it. That's I don't have it with a computer, but I have it on the desk.
Are you on TikTok?
100%. Yeah, Kevin.
TikTok.
I'm away. You don't even follow me on TikTok. I'm away.
TikTok.
I'm not a big TikTok guy.
I love TikTok. I do. My posts would do quite well on TikTok. Like.
I think just because I've had Instagram for years, I'm just stuck on it or something. Yeah. Like, I can't go off.
Slice is living
in the 2015s
in the
still.
Caveman day season.
You'd be so afraid of judgment, but too. See stuff you want to post sometimes and you're like, oh, that might sound crap.
But that's the one. See that one you're doubting to? That's probably the one that's going to hit. You just can't predict the algorithm.
I know.
Gosh,
I know.
Mad.
But so, there's so many hateful people, I think, is more on TikTok than there is on Instagram.
Because they're all fake accounts. No one,
and then
no
it's the pressure. Because see the gigs I'm getting at the minute, I feel like people's expecting something from me, like expecting something big.
Yeah.
So I have that in my head constantly when I'm producing. And then if I make something, I'm like, that's not good enough. I guess something people want
to
hear.
You have to be your own harshest critic.
Oh, I'm the worst. I'll never put myself in the back and say, oh, you're done well there. You came a long way.
Never satisfied.
Never.
Because
if I've done one big gig, I'm like, what's next? What's
the next one? That's the way you get better. But you know what I mean? Whereas if you do that one giggle, yeah, that was class, wasn't it?
And oh, no, never.
Dwelling about it, then that's the best thing that you'll have done.
Never did I sit in.
Who's the biggest DJ you've met?
I've met loads. I've met Zar Landry, Daddy Trance, Maluji, BLK, I played with him.
Have you been on the drink with any of them?
Yeah.
Good crack.
Yeah. Right. But you know what? See, sometimes I prefer sitting in the party with my own mates rather than the big DJs.
The ones, oh,
like,
I told
them a few times, like, you're sitting, I'm making a
crack. Same,
no. And then I'd be like, ring my mates, right, where are you? So we'll go meet them all, yeah.
Oh,
so it's always just better sitting with your own neck.
Yeah.
Have you met Brian Kearney?
Yep, met Brian Kearney at the Fila.
I was texting me all day. He was going to come on, but he couldn't. It wasn't enough. We needed to record a 3, and he was on it. What time he was on? Six, like last,
I like what he's doing.
What one?
Brian Kearney?
No, I was in Berlin. I was in Berlin last weekend.
It's good, the no phone thing. Like, I've
seen videos of people with their phones out.
Cheers.
What the fuck? Do you know what they've done? They've done in the Odyssey.
That's not respecting the
but
name.
Do you know what they've done? In the Odyssey, they've done this thing where when Kevin Hart was there, he was doing like a gig. It was doing a gig.
We haven't seen him in it.
Yeah, so they take your phones and put it in a wee sealed bag.
Yep.
I thought that's what he was doing.
No, you just sticker over it.
But that's just...
You just want people to respect it. Like, see in Berlin where I was last week, like, it's all... No phone policies in every club. And see where the energy's so good. Because everyone's at a rave. No one's standing together waiting for a song or taking photos. Everyone's just there.
Living in the moment.
Yeah.
I want to go to Berlin for a wee rave.
You love Berlin,
Leah.
Sex clubs everywhere.
Hey, now come back.
You come back pregnant.
on a leash, walking, fucking some club.
Is it Berlin where they have, it's a club, it's one of the hardest to get into?
Berkane, we waited, so we couldn't get
Did
in.
Did you get in?
You no. have to like look unique or something to go
no,
in.
No, we waited. So the queue's massive. I mean, Danielle was standing there, I think, over an hour. And it wasn't moving, and it was freezing. I couldn't feel my hands, and I was like, I'm not even waiting on this.
And then there's a chance you're probably wanting to get in. And probably just pick random or something, just knock them back.
They just wouldn't, they just, like, we probably wouldn't have got in. Like, you're not meant to wear makeup, no. See if I took off my makeup. I am the colour of a ghost. So what you need, that's, they're all like. A
couple of sunbeds there.
And I'll load.
Best sunbed shop in the world.
Sunbeds are amazing.
Oh, God.
I'm fucking
The girl we had on the other day, wee mad, she had some beds damaged her.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had skin cancer.
So did she,
I had stage 3. I went February and they told me I'd have dead by Christmas.
Jesus.
That was when I was 21, 10 years ago.
So what about...
Granny got the all clear last week from too.
Oh, amazing.
She had a wee thing here, but she was doing some beds like fuck as well, and she stopped now. Like,
amazing.
But I was worried, and then she got we all clear. I just love that work.
Amazing.
Oh, so what are you like in normal sunlight?
Just when we're away on holiday after a factor 15, I always have tanning on.
Do you?
Yeah, I can't lie in the sun.
There's no suns in the clubs anyway.
You're right.
Oh,
I don't need no sun. It'll be pitch black in there.
Those flashes everywhere.
Have you played in the Highlander, have you?
Yeah, actually, last summer.
Did you?
Yeah, last
That's
summer.
That's my favourite. Do you know something I would rather just... go to the West End when I'm at a beach.
I love the West End. Do you remember Joe Spoons?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What
a spot. Unreal. Do you remember Joe Neal? We saw wee Jojo play.
I think I was.
Oh my God, we were all going nuts. Wee Jojo got up and he was allowed to play and we just looked. We all had to run the box at him going mad. Yeah. It was fucking class.
The aircon in there was unreal. I can always remember that.
The aircon was the best.
It was like Caffrey. You used to just sit out in the wee benches. You were on the road,
I know.
Someone should open the door.
I did the closed down Joe Spoons.
Your wee man Fo, I don't place, but I never took off.
No, I know Fo.
Everyone knows Fo, I don't know.
Everyone.
That's mad. Get Fo out on the working class podcast.
I know. He's a quiet man.
I won't get too much in him.
No, definitely not.
He comes out when I get dark, doesn't he?
Yeah, he definitely is nocturnal.
You fucking see him every time I'm here, he just appears.
No, he's everywhere, isn't he? He's my fuss every year in Ibiza.
Everybody's got a tattoo of his fucking name too. You ever see that?
I know.
All sorts of people.
What the fuck?
He's some operator, but getting that many people.
I've seen he got someone tattooed on their head.
No way. 45. Couple people have mine. Men initials.
Seriously? Keep them coming.
Keep going.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We're actually doing the
tattoo convention.
Tattoo convention this year. Like a live
right,
podcast.
Right, so he's only got my name. Everyone, he's witnesses.
I'll get it. I'm sorry.
Cheating. It's nice, Paddy.
I'll get it.
We'll get free guesses for life.
I've got mob on. It won't make a difference getting KAD. Like, and then I'll get the working class podcast on the hour. Like.
We're actually all getting the logo, and then we're bringing a follower on to get like a blank, he's blindfolded, and then we're going to pick a tattoo. And
I'll be class.
Do you know, like, see when we say that in the podcast, I want to see the many people offering to do it. And then there was a Uyghur not looking to do it.
Oh my.
What we're going to put in someone's leg, you couldn't do it to a Uyghur.
Like, you want to saying, oh, I'll get one, but it can't be bad. You're like, I'm just going to get you a
butterfly
tattoo here. You want to make it funny? Like
I said, it'll be done professional, but it won't be, like, it'll be something done
good. It'll
be
a cracking tattoo.
You just wouldn't want your leg.
Mona John Boy's Dixie Jaws.
Do you ever get your
class?
No, they're all right. Do you ever get your money?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's like the meme when he's sitting at the end of the bed, big black guy.
Oh, the big fucking
tree trunk. Big Leroy. That door's what I wanted to get someone's day, but I don't know how long it would take to do that tattoo. It's realism. Like, and then it says, yeah, it costs thick.
Just do a fine leg one. See it, Len? Don't call it in.
Need Gavin's full leg anyway for that one. If you were getting...
My legs are tiny anyway. You're a wee woman, like, and... We blame one when we had on last week. It was Mark, because she was sitting there and she was like, so who's, what size are you using? Like, are you, who's bigger? And I was going, geez, this is so real.
No.
That, like, she's just sitting here and she doesn't even.
I know, she can't even. I watched some of that and all. It was
very sad.
Yeah, it really was, because you don't appreciate stuff. Like,
nah.
Like we take your eyesight for granted. Like,
yeah.
Someone that's never even, like, she wouldn't know what her parents look like. She wouldn't know.
She doesn't even know what a colour is. See, when I was saying there about a glass, so like, us, I was trying to explain it. She says she's had this conversation plenty of times. So a glass to us, trying to explain that to a blind person, you can see through it, but it's solid. Do you know what I mean? She was like, I can't imagine what that is. I said, you can pour stuff into it. And she was like, no, I just can't get that. Because it would be hard if you've never seen something to imagine if you can see through something. But how can you see through it if it's...
She couldn't see colours, but she could see like... when it's going dark and when it's going bright, she can see like the sun shining.
Yeah,
through,
the
like, she says a red. She thinks it's a red and a black at night, but she says it fucks her body clock and all because she doesn't.
Harsh scurry with that baby.
It would be scurry, but it would be scurry.
She's no sense of like tired feeling because she doesn't know like when
but
it's.
Can I see if you?
Leonard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see if you wake up and morning you're blind, it would be scurry for you. But see if you're born
that
blind,
way.
She doesn't know because she was born. When she was like a day old, she was blind.
So
she's
never
grown up.
Yeah,
me, Margaret, was happier than most people I know in Belfast.
So that broke my heart. She says when she was 10 or 11, and her dad used to bring her into the town and what I described the Christmas lights to her because she obviously couldn't see them. I was sitting here in a room.
Did you ever see the video when some two best friends are at the football match and your man's commentating?
And his
best friend's blind.
I did see that.
That's class, like. Oh, I was at Liverpool.
Are you a Liverpool man? Aye. What's the score?
Liverpool top of the league, big son.
So if anyone wonder who's been the camera, it's Connor Burns here.
Yeah. He's back.
No. We do have a laugh now, but we can't be serious.
He was actually a good mediator last week because there was a couple of times where we were all talking and people were shouting over people. Just going, let him talk. Let him speak. You'll get your turn. Right? Don't you be shouting over him. You be loud. I was going, you're right. 100%. Do you know what I mean? But
he's the rap nuisance.
Oh, legend.
Like, do you need, like, see him right, John? We would absolutely be fucked for him.
No.
We brought him down. We pushed Sloan's after. So if anybody wants to go on a men's binge this weekend,
where's your one?
Come up to Boutique Aroma on the top of the White Rat Road. And if anybody fancies a tit wank, come to the same spot. We've got amazing wax melts here, folks. Top of a weight rack, premium stuff. Come and get them. Belters.
You could tell somebody in Eskimo.
Oh, I work on Convergys.
You can't, I know. Get off.
Liam, did you get any messages last week?
I didn't.
But your big wave debut.
But yeah, I seen a few of them last night in a Dabney stick.
Did you?
Alright.
No offers?
Nah, I was going to go up and say, here, do you need any staff? But,
do you need a cameraman?
Oh, you looking at anybody on the payroll here? Actually, we'll need to take a penny off them. Just,
Here, fuck here. That's a free one.
It's a free one, I mean. Doing a good job, Erling. I'm a man of the people. I love you too, John Boy.
Can't take
I'm on the sick puppy chef. I get my brew next week.
Okay, so when are you many times you get at Ibiza this year?
I'll probably go with 3 times, I would say.
Your favourite club, if it happened to be High?
High, toss up between High, Amnesia and Ushuaia.
See, Amnesia, it's a sweat box.
I know, but the tunes be banging off the walls in it, and it's just class. Oh, and then you try, it's like the day session, I love when the sun's out, and you've got those tunes going.
Unreal.
So they're all different vibes.
Was there like a zoo one or something?
Zoo project.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
I remember hearing about that, but people were saying that was meant to be class, but yeah. Never got the
word. Where do you stay when you're over?
I've stayed all different places now. I've probably stayed in every hotel you can stay in San Antonio. But now me and Daniel are staying in Saved by Amelia, it's called. Drown the Bay, it's gorgeous.
Is it San Antonio?
Yeah, the Bay. Like 5 minute walk out of
it. Is that around to say like Ocean Beach?
Yes,
would that be the best place you stayed in?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Compared to probably the first time you went.
First 8 times.
How many times have you been?
About 12, I'd say now,
yeah. I've been 3. We're going to
Ibiza. Have you? I've been going since 21 and been twice, probably a couple of times. And so 8 years, twice last year.
I think because I went and I ruined my life when I was 19.
I was all right, put me off
for years. I know you were with me.
Do you know what we all done? I don't know if it was you or it was a car. It was like, you know, like a wee car or the in-betweeners. Yeah. We all picked it up. Just down the street.
He's a mad.
Remember the big speaker we all bought? Well, everybody whacked in a fucking about 30 quid.
Big 400
speaker. 400 belter. We had it. The cops came over and said, turn it down. We turned it down. And some randomer just ran over and turned it up. Wasn't even on there, lads. The cops came over, stole it, beat the fuck out of Craig.
Oh, I big flick stick across the arse. But I think they just do that. Everyone on that.
It's not the same. You're not leaving outside on the beach now. I love that. You see the rest bit. Everyone from Belfast would have been there. I'd probably be dancing to your ghetto blaster because everyone had their speakers. But now, you can't do that now.
They're ruining the West End too.
They're ruining everything.
The locals hate the tourists, I think. That's what it is.
It's closed at like 2 o'clock. Remember, it used to be open to 6. And then you used to go to the beach after. But no, it's open to 2. You just go back to your hotel room and have a party if you're partying. Can't go to the beach.
Have you seen what they've done this year with in the West End? Have you seen the roof?
No.
There's a roof on it this year. So have you seen it? It's like it looks like something for fucking gay pride. It's like all wee tents the whole way up now.
I think that's why they're making the super club so good, because there's really nowhere else for you to go.
What's a super club like? The big ones?
Yeah, like Amnesia, High, Ushuaia.
And are they still open late?
They'd be open to like six, seven.
I would always usually go to be for 5 days, but I would say I'm going to do 2 big nightclubs.
Yeah.
And then, because you couldn't do one every night, they're just too dear. And that's the only thing. So I would do maybe 2 and then just fucking run about the West End for a couple of days. And there's always a day you're like, I'm fucked.
I know. It's hectic, like, isn't it? It's not a holiday. No. You're putting your shot through seriously.
It's a fitness test.
Survival of the fittest.
100%.
I stayed.
My fourth day, I had no money, fucking lost passports. I'm going to be going, what the fuck?
Is that that week you said, he said a GoFundMe up before?
That was it, nah, Croatia.
GoFundMe and no money left, Malte.
That's okay.
No, but we actually got robbed in that one in Croatia. Now, there was a reason behind that one, like, do you know what I mean? But a FIFA just blew my load too quick, went mad it's first two days.
Done, isn't it? But, like, you just do not take your money. Like, my first year ever going there, 8 years ago, your dearest club ticket was €60. So, you know, the cheapest.
They're coming up, they're like near 80, aren't they?
100?
Is that what it is?
When I was there, there was €50. Like,
50 was your big night, probably David Guerin, you swear.
Didn't you go to Vegas like Mike?
That day would have been 50, and then Amnesia night would have been 40. Yeah. See now, they're €100 each way. So,
and then we people selling the tickets, they probably get their wee colour at their commission or whatever too. Like,
that's why I feel sorry for like the 18-year-olds not trying to go now. I'm like, why are you affording to go anywhere?
Be bringing Thea Granby.
It's not the same as back in the day, but it's changing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a lot like house music now too.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to change though; they don't want it to be as wild as what it was like.
That's
what I know. Like, that's what it's for. That's what beef has always been known for. Like
madness.
I stayed in, last time I was there. I stayed in Wacky Woo.
Did you go ahead, BJ?
I know. Yeah.
That's a bougiest hotel.
Yeah, what do you see? I was laying there on the beach. I was like, I was out for the full day. It was the next day. I was laying there absolutely out of my head. Just laying like a crab on the fucking sun lounger, and all these people are all Instagram all fucking models and all fucking eye. And I'm just laying there like, I'm in the wrong hotel. Like, I shouldn't be here. I stand out there. Go look at the stadium. Cunt.
I just got a wee flashback from when we were in a beaver where we all went to hit the punch machine. And you tried to hit the punch machine.
Yes.
And then he got zero.
Like, see when I hit him.
Not even one.
You've called him out now.
Not even one.
You've exposed him.
Do you want me to tell you how I done that? Because I swung at it, but when my fist came around, I sort of hit it like sideways, and it just broke mine up.
He hit it the wrong way. He said it a good dig, but he just hit it the wrong way. I don't know how I popped into my head there. That was funny.
Mate, I've never seen on raids and stuff. I don't do roller coasters and nothing. See, when I was fucking in Ibiza, I mean, I get on that slingshot completely out of my head. I would never do that. I got to send the video the next day. I was like, oh my god, I cannot believe
you could have died.
Still works.
Yeah. Sean Paul, the fucker, put me on it, full of ketamine, didn't know what was happening. And I was scared of heights, and I just was looking, going, oh, screaming like
out
fuck.
Out of head to see nothing.
I'm not joking. Scream like a girl, like, just get me down, the fuck. don't like him.
See him fucking walking in a straight line, it's hard on that, never mind getting on.
Trying to walk across a road on its own.
There's one of them, see where Linacre's is?
Yeah.
What do you call it? Is there an Irish bar? No. So it's like down beside where said Ocean Beach is, we're at a hotel. You're
Etica, there is just. Like, there's Etica, there's Ibiza Rocks.
Is that the one Wayne Linacre got punched outside of?
Yeah.
Is that?
Flaherty's you thinking of? That's the Irish bar.
He was going in the evening. I think he
was beside
it.
Was that really him?
Yeah.
I thought it was just someone.
No, it was really him.
He's an old boy too, like, he'd probably
I know, I was a bit grim, like, to be honest. I was a bit grim. He floored him, like.
Big time.
That horrible. I
wonder what that was over.
Have you seen any celebrities over when you're... Have you DJed over yet, have you?
I just done a wee bit in the Highlander, but this year's my big one.
Aye, I know.
But I've been with people, like, I don't want to say your name.
When are you
like,
see this announcement, when are you going to make it? Have you, is there a date?
I get told I can release the date.
How long are you talking? Can you at least say that?
About a month, I can say. Right, this month's going to seem like long month.
We know before all these contacts.
I actually don't think anyone from Belfast or the North has ever played in this venue.
I think I have an idea what it is, but I'll not say.
Well, no one. No one's ever played in this club.
So you'll be the first?
I'm going to be the first.
Making history.
Come on. Female.
Can you say, is it one of the bigger ones?
It is.
So it's not going to be like a West End job?
No, it's one of the...
Not the Highlander this year.
That's fair play to you. That's being a girl. Like, I know. That's very impressive to do.
I know.
Big up, big respect.
Thank you.
Fair play to
you. You show people that they can do something with music from Belfast, know what I mean?
Absolutely.
All young girls and fucking even young fellas, know what I
know, that's it. Yeah. I actually get so much respect from like younger, like male DJs too. Like, they'll be so sound with you, like, instead of going with...
Didn't that be raising, like, a girl DJs? Like, because you haven't been doing it overly long. Like, there's people that DJ in their whole life, and you're probably...
Just doing the work properly. I haven't had nothing handed to me. And people who know me or people in the DJ scene see the work I put in. Like, I started them events as well, knowing that I'll get my name out there.
Yeah.
Because you can't sit in your bedroom and make mixes and expect to be big.
You have to put yourself out there.
Yeah. 100%. And I've done all the groundwork, and then every time I play, I make sure I play well, and I understand the rules. If I'm on first, I'm not going to rip it.
Yeah.
With respect the next DJ, so I'm just trying to play the game properly.
Yeah.
And it's working in my favour.
Do you think there's any DJs that have had things maybe handed to them in a way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
Don't have to say no names, Nick.
No, I do. Some people, don't get me wrong, it's fortunate for them.
Yeah.
You don't have to work too hard, like, I think.
Get a bit lucky in the scene.
Yeah, but the only downfall, I think, that is, so see, if you get handed something, you have to catch up with that very quick.
Yeah.
Because if you get handed something unreal, then people's going to start...
You'll get found out, won't you?
Like, make the most of your opportunity.
People's going to start fighting out, yeah, well, you're not that great, or how did you get that? So you have to play catch up there.
Yeah.
We'd rather work from the ground up to...
100%.
See, like... The likes of, it's not tennis, right? What's Belsonic? Do they never bring on like a local? Like a
I
local?
Play for Belsonic that year, Billy Gillies, twice.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm. Tony Gard on the lineup again.
That's class. Like,
yeah.
Starting to see your name on lineups. Like,
that was one of my dream venues. Every goal last year that I ever wanted to play, I always, on New Year's Day, I always make a list of what I want. And I hit everything last year except the Ibiza.
Well,
that was the only thing I didn't get to do. But one of them was Custom House Score. Like, we went to Brian Kearney the year before that, and we all walked in, and I turned around to Connell and my sister, and I was like, next year I'm going to be on the stage. And then at the start of the year, I got the message booked for Billy Gillies for it.
Lethal.
That's class.
What happened Planet Love that year? Was it not on? It was canceled.
No, I don't know what...
But like, remember the year before, it was like a fucking
swamp.
It was a
shambles.
Swamp.
Yeah,
I was at it. It was still class, like, because they have the tents, all different tents.
I know, because and everyone loves it. Proper does well over here, so I don't know
25 years Planet Love's been going on, but this year it was cancelled.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, but, like...
Did you ever hear the story about your man Scooter doing Planet Love years ago? When it was in Shane's Castle or something?
Yes, Slater.
And I was only a kid, but I've got told stories. Apparently, he tried to jump in the crowd and do a stage dive, and y'all battered him and done his pockets.
No, they didn't.
That's what I got told. I don't know if there's any truth in it, like, but I've heard it off a couple of people.
Have any on him? He's fucking on stage.
Scooter!
Mate, I actually done a TikTok video. Have you ever seen, do you know what he says?
It's so bad. The lyrics don't make sense.
He says, like,
on the train or something.
He goes, what I want to get you, going to get you. And then wait there, what is it? But he says fucking something about, it must be Dave, he's on the train.
Dave is on the train.
And then he says something about a spot of cow.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Yeah.
But here, he sounds good. Like,
I love his tunes.
I want it.
I would go and see him, like, no sweat.
So would I.
Did you see him?
Cousin Mike Square, we saw him for years ago.
Like, I'm great now.
I wanted his.
Past his prime, is he?
I had a ball, like, he didn't make it. I loved him.
Big man's expired.
His song, I wanted it to be the intro for the podcast, but it's copyrighted. Our one is your song, isn't it?
Aye, well.
Absolutely.
I know,
promotion.
SP's tune.
I know. Do you ever see the start of Bruno? Have you watched Bruno?
Nah. The Borat fella?
That's the Scooter song. And it's funny as fuck, the way it starts, it's class.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Fuck, Bruno's funny as fuck.
Kyle, you can maybe make us an intro for...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For the podcast,
absolutely.
I mean,
Rainbow's voice.
Money talks. No, me. 2025. Can't do none for free. Musical artists. Come see me.
You probably get
people text here. Do you want to come down and do my fucking auntie's birthday and all? Still, and you're just like, no. I was meant to have one the other week, and it got cancelled. January, bad time of year. Nobody really wants to buy tickets for stuff and go out. Like, do you know what I mean?
Kyan, what do you think of the rappers here?
Oh, they're doing Unreal, like.
That?
Yeah, that's a whole, like, another niche that needed to be opened over here, and you're, like, found the flag for it. Like.
People used to get slayers in parties, cunts going, really fuck up, stop rapping and all, who do you think you are and all, and you're like, I'm just having a laugh.
You have to be laughed at first, because see, the people laugh, they're not laughing when you do something really good.
Yeah.
Were you laughed at when you started? People going, like, where the fuck did this come from?
I would say so. Again, never to my face, but I would 100% say so. Like, what would I used to be like at the start? I was
petrified
to put anything out, because no one, like, I knew a couple of girls, but, like, one girl led the Antrim, and, like, there was nobody in West Belfast DJing, no girls, and I was just like, people's going to go her heads away, like, what is she doing? And I really wouldn't, and I wouldn't get scundered nothing easy, but if it's something you're passionate about, and you're putting you it care out about to people, it. Yeah. I'm like, people's going to laugh, so.
Then was that your first gig in the... In the Fowls, was it?
No, that's my first event that I run. But my first gig was in Love and Death, and it was like 30 of my friends, and I was terrible. I can admit it. I was terrible. Couldn't really mix. I was just getting into it. Didn't really know much about it. Was mixing. There's all my mates. Yeah. And
then I'm just happy to see you.
Yeah, just happy to see me there. But now I'm geeky. But
at least you're honest, you know what I mean?
I know, that's
the
thing.
I can remember my first time trying to get on the open mic down the Fifth Element building, and it was like Eminem, 88 Mile, and the first said about three words, and then just froze, just had my hood and all up, just went here, past the mic, and it was fucking raging.
Like B-Rabbit.
And then after that day, it was just a wee, set off a wee ball, and was like, never, ever do that again.
Oh,
I
was like, just
I can't do that again. I have to be good.
See, coming out to be like a rapper or DJ, like it's a big statement just to come out and make. Like what the fuck, where'd that come from?
I know.
People be like, I didn't know you had that in you, you know?
And
like,
it only lasts for a couple of weeks, and then it's like, it's just a normal now. People know you're a DJ.
It's just something that clicks. You go from being completely anxious about it and worrying about what people think to just something that goes, I don't care.
Yep.
Don't care. Gonna put whatever out. Don't care. Whatever talk about. Don't care.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That maybe comes from working hard. I don't know.
You have confidence in your abilities now. Yeah. Type of thing.
So you don't really care. Like,
you're not
anymore.
Worried. Right? Sometimes I think the social media aspect sometimes just does my head in. Like, see, when you go online, like, people are asked too much of you. I like to live in the real world. You know what I mean?
I'm writing
in my book. I don't type in my notes and all. But you get people that would do that. You know what I mean?
That's why I feel sorry now, especially for some male DJs or male artists trying to come up. Like, girls are with the social media. They love it. Like, even it wasn't always my thing, but I know I've had to get into it, and DJs are going. But I know some unreal DJs. One's played the Boiler Room. Like, they've done class. And they're still melted because they're going, I'm losing my gigs because my social media is crap.
Yeah.
You never get into DJ and I think I have to be a social media manager.
No, that's a big thing. It comes with it now, doesn't it?
It's not just now, you're not in your room mixing, or you're not making a set for someone, or you're not just producing. You now have to be like a full-time social media person as well. And you're like, that's not what I signed up for.
100%.
But
see the way, like, Reels and like TikToks work? Mm-hmm. No one gets to pick who watches him. Like,
I know.
Once you put that up, that just goes out to just all strangers.
And also, girls get ripped the bits, the girl DJs on social media.
Do they?
Oh my God. People, just say a guy puts up a video and they're doing a set and they're dancing. He's on really, he's class. If girl does it, she's a Spotify DJ. She's just press play.
That's jealousy, yeah. Oh,
see, because girls dancing, the boys not. Or, like, you get people critique your outfits. Or, and then even me personally, I'm always... thing about my weight, like, do I look fat on camera? People's video me, do you feel you're constantly draining yourself, like, mental about it?
Just thinking about it.
Do you have to learn how to, as a DJ, how to dance, or you just do your own thing?
I'm just a great dancer. I just have rhythm anyway.
Rhythm in the bones.
You just feel it, I don't know, you just don't.
Yeah.
Just...
I think when you think about dancing, then it gets awkward, you just have to let out your body.
That's why everyone thinks I be blocked when I'm playing, because I be literally going nuts, but that's how I feel. I'm just so excited to be up there.
Yeah, and when you hear the music out loud and it's right beside you,
and everybody, and you see the reaction of people,
you have to be able to dance. You have to be dancing.
So you're not a DJ that talks in the mic.
No,
but there is some do it, don't there?
Yeah, DJs like to do it because they feel like you're engaging with the crowd. But I don't need to talk to you. So, like, I'm fit. Like,
The music does the talking.
Yeah.
See, when I go to a concert,
yeah,
I don't know when the DJs are changing. I'm oblivious to it. I just be running about like a madman.
Yeah.
And then when a new DJ comes on, because they don't introduce them, do they?
No.
They just switch over.
Yeah. But they do now more. They used to just literally just change, mix into the next one. Where now you'd have like an outro, so you'll do something like you'll spin back. or you'll cut it down, or you'll cut your bait, so when everyone knows that you're coming off.
Yeah.
And then the next one, they give you a wee clap, and then the next one, bang, ready to go.
Yeah. Oh, well, all the ones at the front, no, see, me away at the back, I'll be at the bar somehow. I'm out.
In that telegraph building at the back left, always, if you're looking for me, back left. Back left,
that's where I used to stand before, before I DJ, like, wait, left, right? Yeah, left.
Yeah, back yeah. left. There's something about that wee spot, it just brings me to
see like. What's the most annoying thing about, so see all the dancers, they be at the back, see people come to the front, sometimes the energy's unreal, but see the many times you look up and there's people leaning in the bar, you're just like, oh,
you're like, crack.
Why have you come up to the front? You're the first thing I can see.
And they're blocking our people from who actually want to get up and go.
See, sometimes I can start to put you off a wee bit, because see, if I look up and I see someone, I'd be like scanning that whole room before I mix in to see, is this just one off? And you see everyone else loving it, you're like, right, there does a dick.
Favourite song, Kayam? Do you have one?
Favourite song. Do you know what? I'm going to really call myself out here. Do you know my favourite song in the world?
One of your own, is it?
No! But it's a real cheesy one. But it's just a song I love to play, or a song that I just love.
Well, both.
Right, Special Day, Come With Me.
True.
That is one of my, I can't play at my sets, but that's just one of my favourite songs.
You could add a wee sample in somewhere, maybe. Like.
You get judged the fuck if you've done that.
Would you get
Jeez, you would get judged. Yeah. I love, let me think. That's a really good question. At the minute, probably be like Kiki, 5 minutes of acid. Have you heard that?
No.
Sing it.
There's no words. There's no words. It's an acid techno thing.
I like Exploration Space.
I play out and couple of my sets. Yeah, I played that in the Merge.
I used to think that was Ben Nicky's song for some reason.
I played that in the Merge, and I actually played that in Customer Square too.
That gets the crowd going, that. Like.
Oh. Such a tune, like.
See Ben Nicky, does he?
What else? Lethal Industry. Oh, I'll be one of my favourites, even to play and listen to.
Who does that?
Tiesto?
Yep.
Oh,
that'll be one of my favourites. But the Maddox remix of it, I would play.
Yeah.
Lethal Industry?
Yeah, oh my god.
That's Paddy Pimblett's song. Is it Paddy Pimblett?
He can't claim it to any
end. That's why I know.
No,
he's joking. Does he not go out?
No, he walks out.
He walks out that. That's the original. He walks out the original one. That would be my favourite song probably to play and to listen to.
You see all the people's just raise up once it comes on.
And in the feeling you get to knock and all, you're like,
Showtag, fuck a system, old school.
I was going to say that there. Can you still play that there?
Yeah, definitely. You definitely could still play
that. That always gets people, everybody going.
I'd probably play that actually at the pool party in the NRG Tenerife. Because that's a techno day and I picked that at the pool. Be banging.
I remember coming on the failure, Showtag were actually doing the failure. It was fucking crazy. Back when I was a tent member.
Oh, powerful.
God, that was long time ago,
wasn't
it?
Doesn't feel like it's that long, but it is.
I know, we're old now, Liam.
See, Tenerife, is there any places called Tramps?
Yeah.
Is that what you're playing?
No, there? I'm playing at the best. It's a big festival in Tenerife.
You said it was three. You're playing three?
No, so just say the likes of, let me see. It's a 3-day festival,
right,
it's a techno festival, and it's like all the biggest techno DJs. To play at it. So one day it's a pool party, one day it's in a venue, and the other day it's in like a club.
Right. I thought I was there in the summer, and every night I spent in Tramps. It's like a...
Oh, it's a nightclub on the strip. No, this is like a big festival.
Aye, and there's jumping jacks and all. That's a good spot. Linekers. Does Wayne Lineker own him?
Yeah.
Aye, he owns all sorts.
His brother fucking sorted him out, but didn't he?
No, the saying used to say years ago. No dogs, no blacks, no Irish.
His says it.
Yeah. In my life, in his nightclub.
Just gone back.
And now he loves the Irish.
Boycott me and Lineker. You will not get a penny off me. I'm glad you get decked, Tom. There you go. Disgusting. Yeah.
And now he loves, sure, loads of the Ocean Beach girls are all Irish. And
I don't I have a problem with
Irish.
Huh?
There's so many Irish over there.
Mm-hmm. A lot, like.
I can't. We're going for 5 days.
When do you think is the best period to go to Ibiza? Because I don't know if you've been through all periods.
I've been May, Radio 1. Radio 1's my favourite.
That's
Radio
1
and closing
parties. I think it's hyped up. I don't think it's... I went for Radio 1 and it's like, it's all about the DJs from Radio 1.
Well,
is that what that is?
Who played there? Like, Duke DeMond played with me. Like, we see now compared to years ago, the music seems to change so much.
Yeah.
So it was like Duke DeMond and David Guetta and all your upbeat housey tunes were not, like, no one's interested in them.
Nah, no, see, I know. Even if they were performing, you probably wouldn't even go and watch them together.
I love that. The best memories of my life with all them. Like.
Everybody went to Terence Fair. I was fucking, tickets were like gold dust years ago. Fuck, I remember.
David Quatt, Dimitri Vegas, like, Mick, they've changed their music now. They're not making the stuff they used to. See, like, Mammoth and all.
Yeah.
Them tunes were... They were my favourite type song. Now it's all different.
That's because that's our generation. EDM was my favourite. See my when Avicii played here with Terence Fatal.
Unreal.
That's what made me want to be a DJ. When I was 16, we went and seen him and I was like, I swear I would love to do this from that moment then. But from now, you don't get EDM tunes. Imagine going to a festival and hearing them.
Doesn't hit the same.
No.
Because there's that much harder stuff out there.
It's terrible when the time changes, but it goes around. So stuff that's...
Can you remember Will Sparks?
Yeah.
The song was
called... Yeah. That was all our Trinity tunes.
Your man who was Duke. Duke
Sundays.
Alvin Duke done used to
Duke Sundays,
But that was all our Trinity tunes and all that.
I know,
I loved that day. They were the best days.
Fuck, so, the Trin used to get some DJs in. I remember Alex Kidd and fucking
Scott Project.
Yeah, Scott Project.
I tortured him when he was here.
Yeah, I'm gonna pack and picture.
Trinity was the best. Like, now the young ones even have like a Trinity. Probably not.
I don't think so.
They don't want it.
Probably fucks you. But it's nowhere now. It's not like a Trin.
The Trin was every single week, remember?
No, we told he was on this podcast. He was telling. They paid Scott Project $3,500 to come over.
Back then, like.
Put it charged in a tenner at the door, and then he says to squeeze down about 600 people.
I remember. You come to sometimes.
I snuck into that one. Big Burns, your cousin, now straight over our room, too.
I thought you were on about Conor.
Oh,
no. No, it was the best days. That really was the best days. Easy work.
Do you want any gigs you want to? You can't even shout them out because. But you can't shout some of your gigs out. Will you be playing anywhere local?
In 2 weeks I'm playing in Limelight with Jez and Jod. They're like the biggest duo in Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm playing with Thamans in Limelight. And then 2 weeks later again, it's a 360 stage with Matty Ralph.
Unreal. Where's that?
In there. It's Limelight.
Is that in Limelight too?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
You come down and you're on my guest list. You read a ticket.
I go with him.
Do you want to come?
I'll
give you guest list.
I've never been at like 1 AM circle once.
It's so be my first 360 playing in it too. Yeah. So it'll be fun like.
See when you're at Rishlace, fuck, people torture him like.
Do you remember from Mick Kearney's birthday?
Oh,
he came in. It's as if
he just gets his earpiece flying. He
just walked into the building.
He said, "I go slice. Fuck, come on,
people go to me. Just leave them." And I'm like, "I can't just go see you. I don't know why. I just can't just walk."
We done the 12 pubs of Christmas, and me and John were in one pub and he was still in the other one fucking getting the earpiece, and then by the time he got that one we were in the next one. I was going,
we should switch sides. I should be interviewing you. You're the local celeb.
No, fuck. I'm actually shy. I don't really like going out making public appearances because you just get fucking
tortured.
You don't get to enjoy your night the way you used to go out and just go mad and enjoy your
night. It was a gig and the way from whistle he walked in.
On the table with his crutches.
A
kick was round about in crutches, broken leg, and then he turned into Charlie Bucket's granda up fucking dancing away.
I just saw the crutch in the air.
Bouncer's knock.
DLA doctor sees that though. He's fucked. DLA cut him.
Man, I had to cut that bit. He's on the mend.
He's been on the crutches for fucking weeks.
He's back. He was on 10 toes for a while.
Did you see the Die Guards day? I was recording outside his house.
Was it?
The film, no, the shoot down. It's just down, like, up the street from me, but I seen someone was up the street the other day, and they were up taking TikToks of the house.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's our Kick's house. It's funny, like.
I remember one morning, me and Sean Paul come there, Ripper and his getting there Sunday morning, there was all cameras, crews and all. We're going, can we get in?
Imagine. This is real way it's built.
What's happening? I'm probably glad we didn't, Alec.
Carry on, thank you for coming on. Any gigs you want to shout out before we end? Or
any people or anything? Anyone you want to fucking give a mention to or whatever?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
it's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is when somebody says it.
You're like, oh, shit.
Thank you for having me on, just.
Thank you very much.
We'll take that easy, John. Usually John Boy fucking asks you at the end of the worst when he asks you.
I know. Should have thanked you. You bought me the decks first time.
Shout out to Connor.
It's all because of him. It's all because of him. I started DJing.
John, keep that better.
Here, tell us, see before you go here. See when you're DJing, do you just bring a laptop?
No, your hard drive.
Was that it? That's just it. Stuck on your pocket and we go.
You just buy loads of songs and whatever genre and just play.
See, if you were too drunk and you lost that, would you be fucked? Or do you have a banger?
No, because I buy all my songs, so they're all bought on my laptop anyway. But it's to be the hassle of having to switch over and having to master them all and
hassle,
so you can't lose it now.
Here, take a photo of my phone.
You bought me the decks first time. It's all because of him. I started DJing.
Keep up, Ellen.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.